我们呢学习跟神的交流，我们要学习彼此的互动。
So we need to learn how to communicate with God but also communicate with each other.
对，所以呢我们这样让我们的信仰呢是一个活的，是一个流动的。
So that our faith is a lively one, is the one that is moving.
对，就不是那种条规呀而是一个生活化的信仰。
So that our faith is not just based on laws and regulations, but it's more like a living thing.
所以我们今天的主题呢，哈，也跟交流和互动有关。
So our topic is going to be related with communication.
今天的主题呢，就是从心开始。
So our topic today is, it says, starts from the heart.
我们中国话有句话叫做从心，就是新旧的心开始。
So in the Chinese, it's a synonym that we say that we start from the beginning, but it sounds the same as start from the heart.
对，但是我今天讲的是从心开始，它的音是一样的。
So today we're going to talk about starting from the heart.
那从心开始干什么呢？建立关系。
So what do we do starting from the heart is to build up relationship.
好，我们好，下一个，好，谢谢，帮我们哈。
Next slide.
好，我就看看。好，对，好，我们来，我们首先要知道呢，我们是有神的形象和样式的。
So first of all, we need to know that we are built according to God's image.
对，我们一起来读《创世纪》一章26-27节。
So this is in Genesis chapter 1:26-27.
好，大家请读。
神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象，
没关系，我读，
才照他的形象造男造女。
Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them.
所以呢，因此呢，就是我们这个人里边呢，有与神相似的属性和特质。
So thus we have the similar quality that with God.
虽然大家说我们都是罪人，但是因为信了耶稣以后，我们的罪已经被赦免了。
Even though we are sinners, however, after we believe in Jesus Christ, all our sins have been forgiven.
所以我就问一下，我们在座的人是不是都是信耶稣的人呢？
So,
如果你信的，请举手。
So, are all of you believers? Raise your hand if you are believers.
Yeah, 太棒了，我们给彼此个掌声。对，当我们信了耶稣以后呢，我们的罪呢就都被上帝赦免了。
So after we believe in Jesus Christ, all our sins have been forgiven.
那上帝要做的事情就是让他里边，让神一切生命当中的这些美善要从我们里边恢复建造出来。
So God wants to restore all his goodness inside of us.
所以我们里边就是有神的形象和样式。
So inside of us, we have his own image.
告诉身边的人，你有神的形象和样式。
So tell the person next to you that you have God's image inside of you. You have God's image.
你有神的形象和样式。
You have God's image. You have God's image.
对对对，好，对。好，下一个，谢谢。好，那主耶稣呢？他呢？他跟上帝之间是有来往的。
So Jesus have this relationship with Christ, with God.
他也让我们跟上帝有来往。
So he want us also to associate with God.
他们的来往呢，是用心和灵来来往。
So they communicate each other through spirit and heart.
好，那么这个经文我们也可以读一下。
So we can also read this on
约翰福音四章二十一到 23节，请。
Book of John, chapter 4, 21 to 23.
好，请。耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷，你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来，时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
The woman Jesus replied, Believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. Yes, Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. For yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipper will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks.
那我刚才讲了，我们里边有神的形象和样式，就是有神的特质在我们的里面哈。
So earlier I talked about we have His own God's image. That means that we have God's quality inside of us.
当三位一体的神，他们是在灵的里面来这样的来往哈，互相交往。那我们人和人之间也要在心灵的层面才能互相真正的交往。
So when the Trinity God communicate in the spirit as human, we should also communicate in our spirit.
啊，好，再往下，好，对，所以呢，哈，我们要与人有一个良好的关系呢，应当从心开始。
So if you want to have a good relationship with other people, you have to start from your heart first.
对，所以呢，这个呢是我们坦率说我们华人哈不是很擅长的事情啊。
So, as Chinese, it's not something that we're good at.
对，因为呢我们常常被赋予很多的责任。
Because we are usually bonded with responsibilities.
当然现在呢全球的因为各样的压力和挑战，人的心都越来越被外在环境牵扯。
Of course, globally, because we are all have our own burdens, and we are all bounded by our responsibilities.
对人呢，就越来越很少照顾自己的内心和彼此自己的这种关系。
So we care less about what is in our heart, and then we care less about our relationship with other people.
但是这样的状况呢，就是使得问题就会更加的糟糕。
But because of this condition, so it has worsened a lot of things.
有一个经文哈，可能是临时加的哈，就是马拉基书四章五节六节，哈。
So in Malachi, chapter 4,
看能不能帮我们临时打下来哈，马拉基书哈，马拉基书就是
Malachi
旧约最后的这个经文两句话哈，我们看看关系如果破裂会导致全地的咒诅。
So we'll read the last two verses. You'll see that how relationship, the broken relationship will bring harm to the earth.
好，大家请读啊，五节六节。
So we can read the last two verse 5 and 6.
好，英文中文一起读啊，这样可以节省时间。
好，一起来开始。See, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。
He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of
their children to their parents. 儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。也就是说，看到这种关系的破裂也好，关系的断流也好，关系的这样一个扭曲也好，它会带来全地的咒诅。
So, through the brokenness in our relationship, it can bring curse on the earth.
就是因为父亲和儿女的心都没有对接上，结果呢，全地就变成咒诅。
Just because the father's heart and the children's heart are not aligned, it can bring curse on the land.
这是我们非常容易忽略的一件事情。
So this is something that a lot of people, you know, do not you know, notice that.
我们在想，哎呀，关系有什么重要呢？哈，夫妻关系啊，亲子关系啊，父母关系，哎呀，能好就好，不能好也就算了。
Sometimes we may think, oh, what is so big deal about relationship? So whether it's marriage or parenting relationship, you know, like always your children, always your parents.
对，大家有吃有喝，有吃有穿，有工作有学业，哎，都能够过得挺自由自在的。
So if you have food to eat, you have a job, and then it seems that everything is well.
但是我们要从关系上看到咒诅这个问题呢，是人不能胜过的。
So we have to see that through relationship, it can bring a curse, and it is something that humans cannot overcome.
为什么会发生一些？在人力所不能及的事情发生一些其他的事情是我们真的是没办法控制的。
Is this something out of our own control when like curses happen like that?
对，这些事情不论是外界的新闻还是我们自己家庭所经历的。
No matter it's the news on the outside or the things that your family went going through.
人类越来越觉得自己无助无能无力。
So people will feel like helpless.And have no control over things.
人类的他的人生的目标已经降低到我能够活着哈，能够过日子就好了。
It seems that our goal has been, you know, descended to just, you know, as long as I can live, I can survive, and that's good enough.
其实神创造人类起初是让我们能够管理全地的。
But indeed, when God created us, He wanted us to rule over the earth.
现在人类是被整个的外界环境压得喘不过气来。
And however, nowadays it seems that we humans are being overwhelmed by the outside circumstances.
完全是一个颠倒的一个关系。
It's a total like a turnover relationship.
那是因为我们在我们的很多的个人层面的关系出了严重的问题。
It is because in our personal relationship there are many brokenness.
当我来服侍和帮助一个群体的时候
When I come to minister to a group of people
不论是个人的或者一个家庭的
No matter it's an individual problem or a corporate problem
圣灵第一时间就是告诉我你要看他的关系对不对
So Holy Spirit will always remind me first of all to look at their relationship first
对他在职场上跟公司的关系老板的关系对不对
So in a workplace, is he right in the right relationship with other co-workers or with the boss?
他在家庭当中跟父母、夫妻、儿女的关系对不对
？So in the family, this person has good relationship with their parents, or with their spouse, or with their children.
他在教会跟牧者和这些弟兄姐妹的关系对不对
？So in the church, is he having good relationship with the pastor, with other brothers and sisters?
如果这些关系的一些环节出了状况，那么一定他的生活、他的工作和环境当中一定会出现问题。
If any part of the relationship is wrong, he will have problems in either his workplace or in his marriage or family.
当然，还有个很重要的就是他跟神的关系对不对
？Of course, most important of all is that is he having good relationship with our Father God.
所以到这里呢，大家要记住一件事情：各个层面的关系。对我们的生活影响非常大。
So you have to be reminded that every relationship can affect your life.
好，那我们呢？今天呢，就我们要有个系列性的，因为我们的时间每次是很宝贵的。我们每次能够讲到一个点，我们要进行操练，我们要真正的进入一个关系的自由和健康。
So we want to have a series of a topic to talk about this relationship because since our time is very precious so we will just go over some
对因为我发现每当一个关系它因为一个人涉及到很多层面的关系只要先从一个关系开始突破很多的事情就开始改变
because we are all in many different kind of relationship but if you have one breakthrough in one of your relationship you can have many breakthroughs
我们过去讲了很多我们跟上帝的关系这个是教会重点要讲的
So in the past we talk about our relationship of God as a church is our most important topic to talk about
但是呢我们进到我们的生活层面我们还有很多个人和家庭的层面的关系
But in our personal life we need to talk about our relationship with our families and our loved ones
好我们今天就来继续来看啊，关系 沟通啊，这些相关的题。
So we'll continue to look about a look at communications about love.
好，好，关系出现问题呢，它首先是从沟通上开始出了问题。
So the problem starting with our relationship, first of all, is our communication problem.
所以呢，良好的关系呢，应当从心开始。
So a good relationship starts from the heart.
对，因为心和心能不能连上，就像我们刚才读了马拉基书，父亲的心和儿女的心，乃是讲到心有没有对上。啊，神也是用一个心来跟我们交流，所以彼此之间心的对上是一个最重要的。
So in Malachi, we talk about father's heart returning to the children's heart. So we have to be aligned in our heart. So we need to, you know, to start from the heart because Jesus, God also talked to Jesus through their heart, through his heart.
谢谢你翻得太好了，对，翻译出来。
Thank you. She was thanking me.
Yeah, very good. 对，所以呢。我们就说良好的关系应当从心开始，告诉身边的人良好的关系从心开始。
So tell your person next to you guys, good relationship starts from the heart.
Yeah. 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 好 Yeah. 好啊，一般的一般我们在表达的时候呢，一般的方式呢就是想达成我所要表达的想法。
So usually in our communications we want to achieve what we want first.
就是我说你听。
So basically we want other people to listen to what I said.
很单向。
So a very, you know, one-way communication.
这是一个普遍的方式。
And it's quite a common thing.
但是良好的方式呢，是我先来听你说，然后我再来表达我自己。
But a better communication is that I will listen to what you said first, and then I will communicate what I wanted to communicate.
那不良的表达方式呢，就是心门是互相关闭的。
So the worst of communication is that all our hearts are closed to each other.
就是你说你的，我想我的。
So you talk about what you want to talk, and I will think about what I want to think.
大家是沟而不通。
So it's a miscommunication. Like you cannot communicate and you cannot talk at all.
中国有句话叫做对牛弹琴。
So there's a Chinese saying that you're playing a harp to a cow.
Like 对，互相不通。
So this is like you cannot communicate with a cow, right?
这些都是咒诅的开始。
So it is the start of a curse.
如果我们不重视，不改变这个局面，我们很多的环境我们无法突破。
So if you do not, you know, take a notice of your problem, you cannot change a lot of situations.
好，我给大家一分钟，你看这三种情况，你摆一下，每个人给你十分，你在每一点上摆几分。
So I give you a few minutes to think about in your relationship,
how
do you rate yourself in your communication? Like normal communication or better good communication or, you know, bad communication?
对，你比如说你一般的方法是不是有三分，良好的方法也有几分。
I got it wrong. So, like, for example, the first one is like normal communication. How do you read yourself in a normal communication? So the second one is a good communication when you listen. So how do you read yourself in that situation? And then the third one is bad communication, whether like you close your heart to each other. How do you read yourself in that situation?
好，一共给你十分，你把这三个现象你摆一摆。
So the total score is 10. So just read yourself.Like one is the lowest, ten is the highest. Like,
对。
So you read yourself.
是，比如说我们一般的方法有三分，哈。
So for example, you may read yourself as 3 out of 10 in the first communication.
啊，比如说我们良好的方法有两分。
Or you can, maybe 2 out of 10 in a very good communication.
不良的方法可能还有五分。
Or maybe like.5 out of 10 in the last communication, the bad communication.
好，每个人快速， 快速给你自己打分。
So just read yourself right now, like,
给你自己打分。
Try to read yourself.
好，打出来了吧。好的，好，打出来了就好啊，我们就来继续的来学习。
Yeah, so if it's good if you read yourself and we'll continue to listen.
好，我们下一个。好，好，好。那我们来看看哈，我们的神啊，我们的神呢，他是一个爱和关系导向的神。
So our Father God is dominated by love.Like his communication is dominated by love.
对，这就是我们知道，我们所有的一切是借着神的话语的根基来建造和发展的。
So we know that we build us up through God's word.
就是说，神怎么样，我们就怎么样学。
Meaning that what he did, what he said, we will follow.
对，有人说，神学，神学应该叫做学神，学神。
So theology should be called how to learn from God.
对，就是我们的信仰其实也很简单，你就看到神怎么做，我们就跟着学就可以。
So our faith is quite easy. So we will just look at what Father does, and we will just follow him.
所以基督徒也叫做小基督，就是学着耶稣基督的样式就对了。
So as Christians, we are also called the junior God. So we just like copy and learn from what God does.
对，好，我们一起来读啊，马可福音啊，十二章啊。
So this is in Mark
28-31.
Chapter 12:28.
好，我们一起来读。好，好，一起来听。有一个文士来，听见他们辩论，晓得耶稣回答的好。就问他们说，诫命中哪是第一要紧的呢？耶稣回答说，第一要紧的就是说，以色列啊，你要听主我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神。其次就是说，要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
So one of the teachers of the law came and debating, and then noticed that Jesus had given them good answers. So he asked him of all the commandments, which one is the most important? The most important one, answered Jesus, is to hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, with all your strength. And second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than this.
So our God爱人和爱神是放在一起的。
So our Father has put love in God and loving people as like, you know, side by side.
好，我们再读诗篇133篇。
So we'll also read Psalm 133.
好，一起来读，请。看哪，弟兄和睦同居，是何等的善，何等的美。这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟，又好比黑门的甘露降在喜安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
So how good and pleasant is when God's people look together in unity. It's like a precious oil poured down on the hair, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down to the collar of his robe. It is as the dew of the Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestowed his blessing, even life forevermore.
Amen. Amen. 这里就是我们看见了神呢，就是那么样的喜悦，大家在一个关系的里面，他的同在就会像贵重的油，油是代表神的同在，是个神非常强烈重要的一个时刻的同在，神就来到这里了。
So God is pleased when brothers and sisters living in unity. It's just like a precious oil that like pour down. So oil also represent God's blessing.
对，所以我们的家庭啊，我们首先就讲的家庭哈，我们的家庭哈也包括教会。如果让神的同在、神的祝福敞开天门降下祝福恩典下来，那我们必须要做一件事情，我们要在关系和睦的里面。
So starting from our family, but also including a church. So when we want to have God's heavenly door open and pour out his blessing on us, we need to, first of all, to have the unity, the love.
甚至这会打破一些咒诅的一些重担。
So it can also break through the burdens from any curses.
然后好事就连连。
And then you have good things that come.
咒诅就远离。
So all the curse will be gone.
这是我们神所喜悦的。
So this is something that is pleased to God.
对，好，我们再下一个。好，谢谢。好，那我们看见哈，我们要学习啊，要用心来建立和保护我们关系的河流。
So we need to use our heart to protect and to build up our relationship. And our relationship is just like a river.
啊，由于过往的经历，我们可能倾向于做事控制或者一个目标导向，或者是一个成功导向。
So in our past experience, we might be more, you know, do things according to what we want. We want to be in control. We want to have a goal to be work on. We want to, you know, to be successful.
我们的人际关系也包括家庭关系都被赋予了很多的责任、目的、效率、价值。
So in our relationship with our family or with other people, you know, it has a lot of attachment to it. Like we want to be able to achieve something, we want to be able to gain something or have our responsibilities.
所以关系呢，我们不能享受这个关系。
So that we cannot enjoy relationship.
我们都变成一个做事的导向。
And slowly we become more like work oriented.
任务和目标的导向
more like goal oriented
啊，而不是一个关系和爱的导向。
So it's not like based on love, not based on relationship.
因为这个导向已经错了，咒诅就必然带来。
Because our orientation is went wrong, went off track.
就越忙越乱，越做事情越麻烦。
So the more you do, it seems the worse it gets.More busier you go.
对，现在呢就要转向。
So now we have to return.
啊
，turn.
对，所以我们过去呢，有的时候因为张关系的张力很大，会导致很多的破裂、断流，哈，像这个河流呢就枯干了。
So as I said, a relationship is like a river. Because of our a lot of problems, so the river might all of a sudden stops or changing directions. You know.
对。所以我们过去呢，常常可能在一个错误的方向里面。
Because we are on the wrong track.
那现在呢，要转一百八十度。
Now I have to turn 180 degrees around.
转向一个关系和爱的导向。
So we need to return so that we will be led by love.
因为关系会让我们重视这个人。
Because relationship is we will be.Taking more focus on the people, from the person.
让人感到被尊荣、被爱、被关注。
So the person will feel honored, feel loved, respected.
而这是神的原则。
And this is also God's principle.
你按照神的原则做，你就会进入祝福的水流。
So if you work according to God's principle, you will enter into the river of blessing.
所以呢，我们要用心来建立和保护我们这个关系的河流。
So that's why we need to use our heart to continue to build up our relationship, the river of relationship.
让我们关系的河流处于平安舒畅的。
So that our relationship river will be flowing smoothly.
我们的人生就会进入一个光明的前途。
And our life can head into a bright future.
好，我们再看下一个。好，我们再来看这个图哈。关系呢就好像是一个渠道。
So relationship is like a dam, like that, what do you call that? A dam?
对，这个渠道是关系。先不要看水，先看这个渠道。
Canal. So the wall is like our relationship.
水呢才是我们的想要表达想我们的心愿。
So the wall is our relationship. The river is more like our, you know, our needs, our wants, like how we want to communicate.
那如果 我们没有这些渠道了，没有这些关系了，我们的内心的想法，我们内心的心愿都不能成就。
So without the wall, without our relationship, we cannot do anything to the river. We cannot communicate.
所以这就是我们为什么人际关系很艰难。
So that's why our relationship is hard.
因为我们没有把这个渠道建立好。
Because we haven't built up the wall of the canal yet.
我们就是有很多水想去流出去。
But we have a lot of water we want to
很多的想法
dump onto other people. We have ideas we want to dump onto the other people.
对，很多的要求。
So we want to have a lot of needs and wants.
所以不论是跟父母、夫妻还有儿女之间怎么都搞不通。
So that's why we have problems with our parents, our spouse and our children.
就是因为我们还没有把这个渠道建立好。
So because we haven't built up the walls of the canal.
所以呢，所以我们要知道没有这个渠道水就不能流进来。
So we have to know without the walls we cannot, you know, let the water flow.
没有关系心就不能相合。
Without relationship your heart cannot be aligned.
所以呢我们就不要去抱怨别人为什么不愿意听我的。
So do stop complaining that the other person wouldn't want to listen to you.
对啊，父母总说孩子就是不听我们的话。
As a parent we say, how come the children never listen to me?
夫妻双方说他就是不听我的。
As a parent, I mean like spouse, like, you will say, how come my husband, my spouse does not listen to me?
因为我们没有把这个管道建好。
Because we haven't built up the canal yet.
但是今天可以重新开始。
But today we will start from new.
好，再下一个啊。 OK, 好，谢谢。所以呢 关系的要诀呢就是尊荣文化。
So the key to our relationship is to honor each other. Honor.
因为当人被尊荣的时候他很快会建立一个安全感。
So when you honor the other person very quickly he can build up this, you know, like a safe, safety, like he will trust you.
信任感和归属感。
So he will trust you and he felt like belong to you.
真像天父呢对我们就是一直很宝贵尊荣我们。
Just like our father also honor us.
他就是要赐给我们平安，赐给我们尊贵。
So he want us to give us the peace, he want to give us the honor.
并且非常的尊荣我们。
Yeah, so yeah, he honors us.
所以呢我们就看神怎么对我们，我们就学习怎么对我们身边的人。
So how God treated us, we should also treat the same to other people.
这就是一个你做一个成功的基督徒就是学着神怎么做我们就怎么做。
So in order to become a successful Christian, you just learn from God and then do to other people.
那我们怎么来尊荣呢？
So how do we honor the other person?
我们就学习就是在我们的生活当中，在你就看到彼此之间他有一点点的美德，有一点点让你感动的，你就对他称赞出来。
So how do you honor the other person? If you see any good quality or any good things that this person has done, just go and, you know, appreciate what he did.
那我们这个关系的渠道就开始一点点建造起来了。
So slowly we're building up the canal.
因为他就觉得跟你在一起我有安全感。
Because he felt safe next to you.
我有归属感。
And so he felt belonged.
我有信任感。
I'm trustworthy.
我的心就开始敞开。
So the heart will be opened.
我们的渠道就建起来了。
So we build up this communication.
大家心灵的水流就开始可以互相流淌。
So that the river can start to flow.
好，我们再来看好，下一章。那尊荣别人，我们需要自己先谦卑下来。
So in order to honor the other person, you need to be first humbled.
因为我们很难看到别人有什么好处。
Because it's very hard to see the other people's goodness.
我们要讲别人的问题，一箩筐都讲出来了。
So if you want to point out the problems, you can bring like a whole bucket.
但那个是因为我们的骄傲。
So why? Because we are all very proud, we are not humble.
圣经上说，你们个人要看别人比自己强。
So in the Bible it says we have to see the other person that they are better than us.
这就是上帝知道我们的眼光是一个很自傲的眼光。
Because God knows we all have a very proud eye, you know, we were proud.
所以我们需要首先谦卑自己。
So first of all, we need to be humble.
那 进一步你就会学习到尊荣就是在表达一个对人的爱。
So later on you will understand that honoring other people is also a way to love the other person.
尊荣呢是一个选择。
And also honoring is a choice.
不是说对方就完美无缺了。
It's not because the other person is perfect.
而是你决定我要尊荣他。
But it is your decision to honor this person.
那你跟他的这个渠道关系就建造起来了。
And then slowly you can start building up the canal.
同时尊荣呢，你会给对方带来心灵的力量。
And also honoring the other person, you can bring strength to the other person.
啊，那么尊荣呢，是从我们的话语开始的。
So honoring starting from our words.
借着我们开始做第一个尊荣别人的人，你就开始营造一个尊荣的。文化了。
So starting when you start to honoring other people, you start to build up this honoring culture.
对，那你就可以首先享受这个祝福。
And then you can have the privilege to enjoy the good consequences out of the honoring culture.
有的时候呢，你会觉得，哎，我还等别人来尊荣我的，哎，怎么没有人尊荣我呀？
Sometimes you will see, okay, I'm waiting for other people to honor me first. How come no one comes to honor me?
啊，对，啊，那你就先去尊荣他，他就会来尊荣你了。
Then start going, start honoring the other person first, and then probably later on they will come back and honoring you.
对。哎，因为圣经上说，你让别人怎么对你，你就怎么对别人。
Because Bible says you want to, you know, treat other people as they have, you would like them to treat you.
对，对，好，我们再往下啊，好，好。如果我们觉得尊荣还有点难，那我们就来看看这两个图片。
So if you think honoring is very hard, then let's look at these two pictures.
我们看到。左边这个图片呢，就是一片黑暗。嗯、
so you see the first picture on the left is just like total darkness.
也好像我们看到一个人，他就找不出他的好的。
Just like when you see a person, you see nothing good in him.
但是你在，对，对，对呀、啊，为什么大家最后都就分手了嘛？大家就不想见面了嘛？就是因为你一点好的也看不到嘛。
But、that's why you will part ways because you don't see any good in that person.
但是今天呢，你会仔细看看，还有一个小点点是白的。
Look closely, you will see a little bright light.
看到一个小白点了吗？
Have you seen the little red, the white light?
好，那你就为着他这一点点的好一个美善，一个对你的好，你就先赞扬他这一点事情。
Then start praising him by seeing this little light in him.
假设他什么都你都不满意，但他今天做了一餐饭，还是蛮好吃的。
So, for example, if you see nothing good in him, however, today he cooked a good meal.
你说哦，今天饭做的真好吃、啊。
And tell him, oh wow, it's a very nice meal, very delicious.
对，就开始了。
So that's how it starts.
对，容不容易
？Is it easy?
告诉身边人，容易。
Tell the other person, it's easy. It's easy.
对，好，对。然后呢，这一点呢，因着你的继续来尊荣他、称赞他，就变成一个黑暗的隧道，打出一条光明的路。
So if you continue to praising him, you know, you will start from this little light toward it will become the other picture, like you see a tunnels out of the darkness.
就把我们都带上一个光明的前途。
So we are heading into a bright future.
所以这是一件很神奇的事情。
So it's a very miraculous thing.
所以呢，我们要学习在称赞黑暗中的一个小亮点。
So we need to learn how to giving thanks for the little bright light in the darkness.
我坚信每个人身上最少有一个小亮点。
I believe, I firmly believe that each one of us will at least have this little light in us.
因为我们是照着神的形象造的。
Because we are created according to God's image.
好，我们再往下。嗯，好，我们等一下就要来进行操练。 好，我们大家先一起来做一个祷告，然后我们就开始要现场操练。
So we will later have a practice, but before that, we will first pray.
好，那就我们一句一句的哈，一句英文，一句中文，一句英文。
OK, okay.
好，好，好，我们大家请起立。
So let's be let's all.
好，好，好。我们可能一句一句的，它就好翻译哈。
So she will read. This is a prayer, and I will just translate word by word.
Thank you.
好。天父，我谦卑的来到你面前。
Our Father God, I humbly come before you.
好，大家跟我来。好，
天父，我谦卑的来到你面前。
Our Father God, I humbly come before you.
为了他们说英文好。为了我在过往的十日里没有看重我与家人的关系，
为了我在过往的十日里没有看重我与家人的关系。
So in my past life, I did not take note of my relationship with my family.
没有将你的大爱活出来。
没有将你的大爱活出来。
I haven't lived out your love.
有时甚至忽略和伤害了我的家人。
有时甚至忽略和伤害了我的家人。
To the point I even hurt my family.
包括我的父母、兄弟姐妹、配偶、儿女、子孙、亲友。
包括我的父母、兄弟姐妹、配偶、儿女、子孙、亲友。
Including my parents, my brothers and sisters, my spouse, my children, my grandchildren, my friends and family.
现在我来向你认罪悔改。
现在我来向你认罪悔改。
Now I come before you and confess my sins.
求你赦免我的罪。
求你赦免我的罪。
May you forgive my sin.
就是冷漠、没有爱、自我中心、骄傲、苦读、论断。
冷漠、没有爱、自我中心、骄傲、苦读、论断。
For my sin is like coldness, where I have no love, I'm self-centered, I'm proud.I like to judge other people.
求主耶稣基督的宝血洗净我的罪。
求主耶稣基督的宝血洗净我的罪。
May Jesus Christ's blood cleanse my sin.
让我重新回到天父爱的怀抱中。
让我重新回到天父爱的怀抱中。
So that I can return to Father's love.
领受神无比的大爱和恩典。
领受神无比的大爱和恩典
so that I can receive God's love and grace.
给我力量，可以从新开始恢复和建立我与家人的关系。
给我力量，可以从新开始恢复和建立我与家人的关系。
So give me strength so that I can start from my heart to rebuild the relationship with my family.
饶恕家人曾经给我造成的伤害，
饶恕家人曾经给我造成的伤害，
也包括其他的人，也包括其他的人。
I will forgive my family members and also other people who have caused any harm to me.
完全的原谅他们，
完全的原谅他们。
I will totally forgive them.
好，剩下的我们就一起读啊，我们一起读完。安娜帮我们翻，好，请。
主耶稣，求你帮助我有柔和谦卑的心，用心来与家人相处，能看到他人生命中的小小亮点，天天赞赏他们，给家人以信心、希望、鼓励、力量。正如主耶稣是何等的谦卑，给我信心和力量一样。祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
Lord Jesus, help me so that I can have a humble heart, soft, humble heart, so that I can connect with my family in my heart, and I can see other people's a little bright light, so that I can praise them daily, and then I also bring love and hope, trust, and encouragement and strength to the other person. Just like Jesus Christ is humble, so give me the...same with my faith and my strength. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. 好，我们给主一个掌声。好，再往下。好，下一个。好，好，好，下一个。好，下一个呢？大家请坐哈。我们会有一点实际的，用心行动哈。
So we will have practice how to, you know, use our heart.
啊。 每天至少1到3次赞扬你身边的人，特别是你的家人。
So first of all, to you know, give a thanksgiving praise to your family members at least 1 to 3 times a day.
啊，当意见有分歧时，慢慢的说。
So if you have differences in your opinions, then talk slowly.
当关系冲突来了，延迟处理。
So if you in a heat of the problem, then slow down and hold on to it. I mean, just pause.
先肯定家人的优点，再表达自己不同的意见。
So, first of all, to reaffirm the other person's goodness, and then you can tell them your different opinions.
啊，常常为家人祷告祝福。
And then the 5 is to pray and bless your family members.
这都是帮助我们先把关系的渠道打通。
So it is all helping us to build up a relationship first.
然后再来表达我们的心愿。
And then you can communicate your own opinion.
当然这是最基础的一个入门。
So it's a very basic entrance.
对，但是你从现在开始你就大有希望了。
But start from now, you have hope in the future.
那我们现在呢，还要实际的来操练一下。
But now we will have our very our first practice.
啊，我们等一下呢会三个人一组哈，三个人一组。
So later on we will divide into group of three.
然后呢就是来彼此来尊荣，
So we'll take turns to honor each other.
还是这样哈，比如说我们三个人，Ivan， 我们三个人。
For example, like us. With Ivan.
我呢就尊荣你哈。你呢尊荣他，他就来尊荣我。
So Esther will honor Alvin, and Alvin will honor Anna, and Anna will honor Esther.
就是把他的一点点小亮点说出来。
So just bring out one little light in this person.
啊，我们先实际操练一下，然后你才会去运用。
So we will practice, and then you can work on it later on.
好，现在开始。
Don't stop now.